Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big game tonight for the Vikings, by the way. Let's start there, Matt. Vikings, Colts, U.S. Bank Stadium, Sunday Night Football. It feels like it's been forever since we've watched the Vikings play because they were in L.A. a few weeks ago. The sky is falling compared to according to all Vikings fans. Let's start. I want to start first with the offensive line because obviously missing Christian Darrisaw is a huge deal. They go out, they make a trade for Cam
Robinson.
Thank you. And your headline is basically, we got him, but maybe he's not that good after all.
Well, no, I would say with Cam Robinson that it was about the best thing that they could have done to fill in for Christian Darrisaw. The issue with trying to replace someone like Christian Darrisaw is that you can't.
Yeah.
That is a player, and they signed him to a huge extension this offseason. That's a player that when you get them, you want to keep them for 10 years. Never let them go. Just always have this guy at left tackle. And his impact has been enormous. They've played some of the best pass rushers in the league. I think he just allowed his 10th pressure of the season against the Rams, which is very, very few. Like one or two times a game being beaten is amazing for a left tackle considering who they play against. So they go out and get Cam Robinson, who has had a pretty decent career. He's been an average player for the most part as a pass protector and has been a little above average in his most recent years as he kind of developed. He was a former second-round draft pick. The big difference is in the run blocking. Christian Darrisaw is an incredible run blocker. That's just not Cam Robinson. He's more of a less mobile type of guy who's going to be good against good quality pass rushers, might need a little more help than Christian Darrisaw. Because that's the other thing, is that Darrisaw doesn't need any help. He doesn't need tight ends over there. He doesn't need running backs chipping. So you can just do whatever you want to help anybody else on the line. Cam Robinson is a human. He has flaws. I don't think Christian Darrisaw had too many.
Right.
So it won't be the same. But also, this move allows them to stay on track. If it was Darrisaw going out and they were trying to shuffle and put a guard over a tackle or something like that, or play a sixth-round rookie that they have, Walter Rouse, I think you could end up in pretty serious trouble, especially since Darnold does hang out of the ball too long at times. But at least with Robinson, you could keep your passing game 95% the same. It's just the running is going to have to be adjusted.
Dalton Reisner also gets elevated. It sounds like is he going to play today?
Maybe. They have played a little bit coy on this.
Yeah.
The right guard situation, shockingly to Vikings fans, has not been good. It hasn't been good since I moved here in 2016.
Since I moved here in 2007, it hasn't been
honestly good. Steve Hutchinson might be the last great guard. Joe Berger was pretty good at the spot, but there have been very few good guards in Minnesota. And Ed Ingram, second-round draft pick in 2022, has been given all the opportunity in the world. But if you look at the numbers, quarterback pressures, grades, he's one of the poorest players at his position in the league. So Dalton Reisner has been around for a while in the league. He's been an above-average pass protector. I think there's a decent chance that they want to replace Ingram. I just don't know if it happens tonight, if you already have another left tackle going in, which I think is going to happen. I think Robinson's going to play right away. I don't know that for sure. Kevin O'Connell wouldn't say. When we asked him, he said, course, we've got a plan. There could be a Cam Robinson plays half the snaps and maybe David Questenberry plays the other half. It's moving parts now. It's not in the worst way. We've seen it go moving parts in the worst way. It's manageable, but it will take some adjustments there. I do think it could be a big gain if they could get Reisner at right guard and not Ingram anymore, because they play tonight one of the best defensive tackles in the league, DeForest Buckner. And in previous years, when they have played good defensive tackles, they have gotten squished.
The Colts are 4-4, middle of the road. They've had their ups or downs. Is Anthony Richardson back tonight?
No, they're going to start Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Joe Flacco.
Yes, he's still around. He is still in the National Football League. He will be starting tonight. Anthony Richardson was benched after going 10 for 32 and tapping out of the game, if you saw that.
Yeah, he did. That's what I was reading. Yeah. He took himself out?
Yes, he took himself
out.
Can
I get your thoughts on that, by the way, both of you? I understand that from what people have been saying, well, the guy that he was, you know, underneath or something was like 300 plus pounds. So, yeah, he's going to be exhausted. I guess what's your take on that? Like, you're a football player, so you should be built for that.
It was, I think, just inexperience on his part.
Got it.
There are some ways to catch a break. If you need to call a timeout there, or if you need to check to a handoff there, or something to catch your breath. Or even if you do that, which you should never do that. Yeah, as a quarterback, you can't just be checking yourself out of the game. That's just the one position where you can't.
He checked himself out of the game,
yes.
Or if you do that, don't make it public that you're tired.
He said he's tired.
Yeah, I'm just – the quote was, tired, ain't going to lie.
Yeah, that was the problem is that he –
it's a lot of running I did right there.
That drive, it was insane, like how much he had run, and he probably had nothing left at that point. But you got to find a way. Or you got to call a timeout.
But what is your compete level if you're taking yourself out of the game? And as a coach and management, if I'm investing in this guy who's young, and this is your listen, I don't care what you did, good or bad. If you are taking yourself out of a game, I am furious. Unless you're hurt, because listen, Tua Tagovailoa is in there and he's had 150 concussions, but he's going back in. That may not be the right move.
I'm not sure that's the right
But my point is, you have a compete level that you have to have and that in the game. And if you're taking yourself out, you don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, so with Richardson, the thing is that I think he has overall handled himself pretty well through the start of his career. But he was one of the youngest players in the league in the draft 2 years ago. And then he had a serious shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. He's just played very, very little football in his career at this level. And they should have been developing him. That was my biggest issue, is you should be developing him behind Joe Flacco, because he was a very raw prospect coming into the league. He was someone that everyone said, you need to develop this player. And you need to sit him on the bench behind a veteran quarterback like Mahomes, like Aaron Rodgers, and Jordan Love, and then give him time to figure out what this league is all about. They didn't do that because they're the Colts, and they're one of the worst organizations in football, and they just said, go figure it out. And no surprise that he does something that's kind of immature, or maybe just goes against – I mean, overall, is it the most destructive thing that's ever happened or whatever? I mean, the guy didn't commit a crime. He just took himself out of a game when he felt like he couldn't stand because he was so exhausted. I get that.
Then call a timeout. You're right. To your
call
point,
a timeout.
Call
right.
a timeout.
But this happens all over the place in the NFL, where you have these young quarterbacks that just get thrown in that need development, and then they do stuff like this. They throw bad interceptions. They take too many sacks. They get injured, and then we go, bust. I mean, Sam Darnold is such a great example.
Yes.
The seeing ghosts thing that's carried with him for all this time, and how poorly he played in New York. Clearly, we know Sam Darnold is a pretty good quarterback now, but it took him time. They threw him in at 20 years old. Same deal with Richardson. Anthony Richardson is actually the same age as the guy who's projected to be the top quarterback in the draft next year.
Next year.
And he's already been in the league for a couple of years. So, I think it was egregious that he did that, and there were better options. Also, why don't you just drag your leg a little to the sideline? That's right. Say
Do
after
something.
The game. Right. But I don't think that's his personality. I think he's kind of a young, earnest type of guy who just said what was going on, and he shouldn't have. And it's going to follow him for sure. But I also think that they caused this environment that has a guy not succeeding as the quarterback, struggling to throw the ball. I think if the Packers had put in Jordan Love 3 years ago as a rookie, he had huge problems throwing the ball coming out, and now he's a very good quarterback. So.
I've said on this show many, many times, I don't know why you would ever start a rookie quarterback in the NFL.
I know.
The statistically, it fails so much more often than it succeeds. I mean, Jaden Daniels is having a great year. Caleb Williams, pretty good. Could be better.
Up and down.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that you get, and it's every year I bang my head against the table with this, Matt, that every single year we take the, oh, this guy's going to be, he's the best one. He's Trevor Lawrence, man. He is a man. How good has that gone in Jacksonville? Up and down, right? I don't know why you would ever, and that's why when J.J. McCarthy got hurt this year and Darnold came in, I was screaming. I'm like, listen, everybody just relax.
Yeah.
Because
it's gonna be okay.
This could end up being the best thing that ever happened for J.J. McCarthy's career.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there would there just wouldn't be that constant conversation. When's he going to come in? There wouldn't be the pressure there. I think it's always case to case. But when you think about Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix, who are both having good seasons as rookies, they are 24 years old. If you went back in Jaden Daniels' career in college and looked at where he was at the same age as Anthony Richardson, he was at Arizona State and he couldn't throw the ball at all. And he developed. I mean, my gosh, when you have athletes that are of this talent, they can develop, they can improve. But if you put them in over their head, if they get hurt, they get setbacks, it's no surprise. I mean, Anthony Richardson's injury was a shoulder injury. So now he's not throwing the ball as well as he was last year. Big surprise, right? And when they had Flacco, who was in the playoffs last year, why not just play Flacco as your starting quarterback this season, redshirt Richardson for the long term? But their owner is crazy. They've got a lot of veteran players. The shiny toy. And when you watch, I'm sure when you watch the guy in practice, you're like, Anthony, look, the guy's a freak.
Yeah.
So he needs to be in the game. But I think that they jumped the gun there with someone who clearly should have been more of a development project. This is also, for tonight, worse for the Vikings that he's not playing.
Because Flacco's
experience.
He's experienced, yeah.
He's not going to be intimidated by US Bank Stadium. Nope. He's not going to be shocked at blitzes.
By blitzes, yep.
Right.
You're right. Looking at the last few weeks, obviously Vikings they're on a two-game skid here. And I was trying to look at Sam Darnold and what he's done. And because everyone's like, oh, Sam Darnold's not it. We got to trade for Matt Stafford and all this ridiculousness. Yeah. Should we break? All right. So let's talk about that next, because I actually think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I actually think the last 2 weeks were significantly better for Sam Darnold as the team has gone down. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to the Vikings-Colts tonight at U.S. Bank Stadium. 7:20, I believe, is kickoff. Vikings on a two-game losing skid after losing to Detroit and the Rams. A two-game skid, though, Matt, where Sam Darnold's stat line is actually pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
22 of 27 against Detroit, completion percentage of 81. 18 of 25 against L.A., completion percentage of 72. He's got three touchdowns and one interception in that time. Yet people are saying, oh, Sam Darnold's back to where this is Sam Darnold's. Why? He's playing fine.
Yeah,
this is not on him.
I mean, the last two games, Sam Darnold has played absolutely well enough to win.
Yes.
He's not going to be the best quarterback in the NFL. There's going to be some shortcomings. If he gets pressured a lot, there might be some mistakes. There might be a read that he doesn't make and tries to fit the ball into somewhere where he can't. He is going to take sacks. Like, that's a part of who he's always been, is some turnovers, some sacks. But when you look at the accumulation of how he played, and even especially these last two games, I think he's been really terrific. It was the fact that the Lions and the Rams figured out how to keep him off the field, which means keeping Justin Jefferson off the field. Mm-hmm. I did an article today about why the Vikings have so few plays. They've run the fewest offensive plays in the entire NFL. And part of that is the last 2 weeks, the Lions and Rams had long extended drives. They ran the football well against the Vikings. It's also penalties, which some are probably to blame from Sam Darnold, not getting people lined up, false starts, delay of games. But I also think Kevin O'Connell might be responsible for not getting play calls in fast enough. Maybe some details like Jordan Addison not lining up at the line of scrimmage that have been missed a little bit there. But as far as Darnold goes, and this season through seven games, he's 5-2 with 107.2 quarterback rating. There's nothing more you could have asked for him. These last two games needed one defensive stop. That's what they really
–
then they didn't get it.
Yeah.
At the end of the game against Detroit, they needed one defensive stop. He hasn't been perfect, but he's had a really good season. And I also think with those two games, I understand why the reaction is what it is, especially after the Lynx got screwed out of a championship.
Oh,
and then the next day, then you lose the game and against the Rams. There's the face mask, and then Darisaw is hurt, and I could see where the anxiousness and frustration would grow from Vikings fans. But 5-2 going into tonight, quarterback play has been really good. If they fix some things on defense, you're still on track if you get a win tonight. They lose tonight. It's going to be a little harder to argue that they're still one of the better teams in the NFC.
So let's say Sam Darnold continues his play throughout the season and plays well, and he's on a one-year contract. The free agency market for quarterbacks next year is not great. He will likely be up near the top of the class, I think, in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
If you're the Vikings, what do you do? And if you're Sam Darnold, what do you do? Because this is a real – I think this is going to become a bigger issue. Does Sam Darnold want to go somewhere? Does he want to be a starter? Because he's not going to be a starter next year, the entire season, maybe unless J.J. McCarthy is hurt. Do you sign a deal here, maybe take less money, or do you go elsewhere to take more money, but you probably don't have the team around you that might win you a Super Bowl, I think, like they have here?
So the Sam Darnold thing, if he goes to the Super Bowl and wins it, then they have to keep him.
They have to keep him. Yeah, right. Of course.
Maybe that's even true for the NFC Championship. How far does he have to get in order for him to stay the quarterback? If they lose in the first round of the playoffs and they finish with 10 or 11 wins, then they will let him hit free agency and J.J. McCarthy will be the quarterback going forward. I also think if you're the Vikings organization and Kevin O'Connell and you look at what you've done for Sam Darnold's career based on where he was before – his current quarterback rating is about 40 points higher than it was in the rest of his career. Yeah, is that right? 30 points, 40 points higher. He's been way better.
Yeah.
You've got to think that someone as talented as McCarthy can be placed into this environment with Jefferson, with TJ Hockenson, with the coaching, that he will also have a chance to succeed. The other thing is, too, they got enough of a sample size of McCarthy to see just how good he is. And he's probably a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. That doesn't mean he's going to play as well as Darnold has played right now, 7 years into his career. But as far as reading the field, getting the ball out, being more of a playmaker, like those things McCarthy is really good at. And I think his work ethic also pointed toward I can be a franchise quarterback. So I don't see much that deviates them from the plan of letting Sam Darnold hit free agency. He'll sign with the Raiders or something, and he'll have earned the contract, but it's going to be a tougher road for him wherever he goes because he's not going to have the best receiver in football. I just don't see many scenarios where he's back playing quarterback for this team next year.
Wouldn't you even consider just giving him a – I'm not lowball, but, I mean, if the guy wants to – at this point in his career, he's made his money. He's probably got a better chance to win here than if he goes, let's say, to the Raiders or something, as you say. Don't you consider if you're Darnold's camp going, listen, man, what do you want? You want cash or you want to win?
Yeah, but I think the Vikings aren't going to necessarily want him back because they want to turn things over to McCarthy.
And right away.
Next year. Yeah, McCarthy will be their starting quarterback almost under any scenario. Now, again, if they go to the Super Bowl, they win the Super Bowl. But think about this. This is not unprecedented. Alex Smith in Kansas City, they went to the playoffs, and Alex Smith actually led the league in quarterback rating. And then they turned it over to Patrick Mahomes. I think that they're thinking along those same lines of have a winning season, have a good environment to put him into, and then go to McCarthy. But if you're Darnold, yes, he has made a good amount of money. But think about this. Baker Mayfield got a $100 million contract for 1 year.
Josh loves Baker Mayfield.
For 1 year. I know he does. But for 1 year in Tampa Bay, where he went 9-8. This is the state of quarterback play.
Yeah.
There are so many bad quarterbacks.
Free agency market is garbage.
Right. So if you have proven that you can take a team to the playoffs under the right circumstance, exactly. There will be 5 to 7 teams that want to give Sam Darnold $40 million next year if he continues to play this well.
So what you're saying is that J.J. McCarthy, then, is the next Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I just said. Yeah. It is locked in.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is the next GOAT.
All right, well,
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.